Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 15, verse 29. Tonight, we know we got something planned right after church. We won't try to hold you very long, but we'll like to try to preach what's on my heart tonight. Matthew 15, 29, and Jesus departed from thence, came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, went up into a mountain, and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see. And they glorified the God of Israel. I'd like to preach to us tonight that Jesus heals all manner of sickness. I'd like to get some things back that the devil has taken from us as a holiness people. The devil's a thief, and he is a destroyer. But our God is a restorer. I said he is here to restore. Praise God. There's many things about church growth and seminars and all of those things. But when it all boils down, we need a move of the Holy Ghost. Like what we is feeling around here this evening. There's something going on right here. Amen. Because you can feel the presence of the Lord. And when people feel a need, they step out and call on the wonderful name of Jesus to meet that need. Praise God. Amen. There's a lot of things we can do without, but we can't do without Him. We can't do without the presence of the Lord. It's like the black preacher that Brother Randy Webb heard on the radio. He was preaching a dedication, and he said, this black preacher said, the devil didn't make a mistake when he had Paul and Silas arrested. The devil didn't make a mistake when he had Paul and Silas even thrown in jail. And the devil didn't make a mistake when he had them beaten. But where he made his mistake was he put them in the same cell. And where two or three are gathered together in the name of the Lord, the Bible said he would be there in the midst. The Bible said here multitudes came unto him without an air conditioning, without any handbills or anything like that. Multitudes came to him without any radio announcements, programs, or anything like that. But the Bible said multitudes came unto him because of Jesus. Praise God. I'm so glad we're gathered here. I'm glad we're in a nice building. I'm glad you got a wonderful pastor and wife, but I tell you, we're not here in the name of Brother Benny Sutherland. We're not here in the name of Brother Mitch Hastings. We're here in that one name, that name that's above every name, that name that has all power. Amen. The name of Jesus. And when you gather together in the name of Jesus, He will be there because that's God's favorite spot in the middle of His people. Hallelujah. Praise God. Our churches in the Brush Harbor days, there was no electric. There was no air conditioning. There was a lot of things missing. But one thing they had was the presence of the Lord, and multitudes came to where they was having church. Praise God. I've been on the foreign field, and I've seen multitudes come. I mean to tell you, packed in a building like this, I would say in Panama or Peru or somewhere like, you'd probably have 2,000 packed in here. You'd say, no way. I'm telling you, I've been in places, no air, no nothing, and it's wall-to-wall people. But the reason they came, because of the presence of the Lord. Why did we come tonight? Because of the presence of the Lord is going to be in this place to meet our needs. Glory be to God. I want you to notice something here. Amen. In our text, the Bible said multitudes came and they brought those that were lame, blind, deaf, and there was the maimed. I've seen different miracles. I haven't seen a lot in my lifetime, but I have seen different miracles. I have seen the lame healed. Is there anybody in here ever seen the blind healed? How about the lame? Has anybody ever seen the lame healed? How about the deaf? Has anybody seen the deaf healed? Amen. Praise God. I've seen some miracles myself, but there's a category of miracles here that I'd like to preach about. Amen. That you never hardly ever hear preached about. The maimed being made whole. Praise God. Amen. Now, if you study that word maimed, it means it's a part of a person's body that had been lost. Now, you think about this. It could have been they're born without a foot, or born without a hand, or an arm, or an eye, or maybe they had a terrible accident and they lost maybe a hand in an accident, or a foot in an accident, or a finger, or anything like that. Amen. It had maybe been lost through a tragedy, but they were maimed. That's what that word means. Amen. So, part of that person's body that they had lost. Brother Houston was preaching at our church, Bill Houston, and he was telling concerning Sister Daughtry. How many's ever heard that story? She had one arm shorter than the other, about 3 inches, and in one service, in 1949, I believe it was, or 51, the power of God come in that place, and that arm just actually growed out 3 inches like the other one. Hey, man, some of you say, well, I don't know about that. Hey, man, some of you looking at me awful funny here, praise God. Hey, man, I'm still in the book. Praise God. Who do you think made our arm anyway? Who do you think's made our hands anyway? Who do you think's made our feet anyway? Praise God. He can do anything, can he? This miracle, the maimed being made whole, is a creative miracle. I'd love to see this, wouldn't you? I really would. But every miracle that's performed in the natural is representative that something that performs in the spiritual. And I want to ask you a question here tonight. What is the greatest miracle? A spiritual miracle or a physical miracle? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. The Bible lets us know some things. Amen. There are some things that are merely a reflection that happens naturally of things that are not seen. Praise God. Every physical healing, amen, could be a reflection of a spiritual healing. Let me preach it like this. There was a day when I was lame. I could not walk for the Lord. There was a day that I could not walk in the ways of God. My feet took me to the wrong places. I was crippled. There was no way I'd walk in the church house. There was no way that I'd walk up on a platform. Amen. There was no way that I could dance for the Lord. I was lame. But one glorious day, I said one glorious day, God healed my lameness. Now I walk to the Lord, walk for the Lord. Now I walk in the ways of the Lord. There was not a day. There was a day when I could not walk in holiness. There was a day that I did not walk in the right way. But God healed my lameness. There was a day when I was blind, spiritually blind. I did not understand the Word of God. I did not know the things of God. I could not see the things of God. But one glorious day, the Lord opened my blinded eyes and healed my blindness. Could you raise your hands and praise Him? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. I've seen people, amen, their eyes were so blinded. They didn't know how to pray. They didn't know where to pray. All they knew at times, Brother Carpenter, was to light candles and pray to a Virgin Mary. I've actually seen people come in the house of God so bound in Catholicism, so blind, but before they left that service, they called on the name of Jesus, and the Lord of hosts opened their blinded eyes. I said, open their blinded eyes. There was a day I was deaf. I could not hear the things of God. But oh, thank God one day the Lord healed my hearing. Amen. Are you with me here tonight? Praise God. I'm preaching to you that He does open blinded eyes. He does cause the lame to walk. He does cause the deaf to hear. But thank God for that spiritual work that we call a born again experience. The maimed being made whole. A creative work. There is no doctor in this world that can put a new heart in you. But I know one that can do a creative miracle. It's called a born-again experience and put a new heart in you. A heart that'll love God. A heart that'll love the things of God. A heart that'll praise God. A heart that'll want to go after God. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You say, well, I've come in here and I've lost something. I want to preach to you the main can be made whole. You say there may be a side of my personality, amen, that I've lost in sin. I want to come and tell you God can do a creative miracle. It's called a born again experience. It's called the main being made whole. Let me tell you something. You, where I come from, you know, I knew every card game before I got saved. I knew every name of the card games. I played the cards. And I would honestly tell you about the only game of cards that I still know about. Of course, solitaire, because people like, I don't play it, but they like to play it on the computers. But it is blackjack. I got to admit, I still know how to play blackjack. I don't play it. But of all of those other card games, I don't even know nothing about them anymore. You say, that's I don't believe that. I don't care what you believe. But I preach this. The maimed can be made whole. There can be such a creative work. Let me tell you something. You can live an immoral life and you come to the Lord and get saved. You're just as pure as anybody in the church. You say, I don't believe it. Then you don't believe in the power of the blood. You don't believe in the cleansing power. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. God, I wish I had someone that say, I can be made whole. Glory be to God. Woo! Would you lift your hands and praise Him? Jesus! Jesus! Just forget about the hamburgers just for a minute. There may be somebody here tonight. They've lost something and they want to gain it back. No, we can't see it physically. They may have not come in here with one arm. They may have not come in here with one leg missing. But they've come in here spiritually crippled. They've come in here spiritually in trouble. I want to preach to you the maimed can be made whole. Jesus can heal you. He can give you back what the devil has taken. Woo-hoo! Hallelujah. But our God is a restorer. I said our God is a restorer. The maimed can be made whole. If somebody come in here and you would see what happened. This is like it happened with Sister Daugherty. That arm just growing 3 inches. You'd say, man, what a mighty miracle. But we see it happen time and time again around our altars. God giving someone back something they lost because of what the devil stole from them. We've seen it. God giving back some of the very things. Oh, God. I ain't going to preach much longer. Amen. Oh, but if somebody here tonight can get restored, if somebody here tonight can gain something back they feel like they'll never gain, amen, I'm preaching to you that Jesus heals all manner of sickness. He makes the maimed whole, both in the natural and in the spiritual. A creative miracle. A creative miracle. I said a creative miracle, praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Lift your hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, hallelujah. There's been people whose mind has been ravaged by sin so greatly. Some people say, there's no hope for them. Amen. There's no way they'll get it back. There's no way they can get it back. But I come to preach to you. Amen. Oh, you don't have to be hooked. You don't have to be hooked on drugs. And you don't have to be hooked on prescription drugs. Do you hear me? Amen. The maimed can be made whole. We as a church at many times, we just say there ain't no use. No use. Amen. I love that story that Brother Addis told years ago, and many preachers have told it, but I love it in closing, about the young man that was such a sheep thief, stole so many sheep, finally they got tired and didn't know what to do with him, so they decided they're going to brand ST on his forehead. How many's ever heard that story? Amen. They're going to brand ST on his forehead because he's nothing but a low-down sheep thief. So they branded him. As a young man, they branded ST on his forehead. But he got saved. Amen. 25 or 30 years later, living for God, two young boys. Come here. Come here, young man. I need a couple young boys here. Amen. Can you help me just for a minute? We got another young man. Come here, young man. You. Right there. He's going to. Man, he's hiding. Praise God. Woo! I didn't think I looked that ugly. Here he goes. Glory to God. They were playing. Amen. Come here, Brother Jeff. And here comes this man now that had ST branded on him 25 or 30 years ago. And as he walked by, these young boys, they said one to another, one said, "Who is that man right there that has the ST on his forehead? What does that mean?" And that other little boy said, "Well, my daddy said he's such a good man of God, goes to his church, that means saint." Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Some of you's acting like they did in Panama when I told that. I didn't interpret good, ST. Praise God. They just sit there and looked at me. Some of you just sitting there looking at me. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. The maimed. I said the maimed being made whole. I'm so glad in November of 1974, the Lord did a creative work in me. It's called being born again. I gave my life to the Lord. And I'll tell you, He made me whole, Brother Carpenter. Brother Curtis, He made me whole. I said He made me whole. That's the work of the Lord. And He can do that to you tonight. If you've lost something, you can get it back. You can get it back. Let's stand. Hallelujah. 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 Oh God. You say, because of trials and disappointments, you used to have a good attitude. But now you got a sorry attitude. And you know it. You know you're critical when you used to not be critical. Because you got so tough now because of different things that's happened to you. Some
maybe was out of your control and you couldn't do nothing about it. But I come to tell you tonight, you can gain back a good attitude. Our churches, they need a revival of character. Somebody says, well, I've lost something. There's just no, you can gain it back. You can gain it back because Jesus heals the maimed. And what He does in the physical, He'll do greater in the spiritual. Every head bows, someone comes to the piano. Our Heavenly Father, I've done my best this evening. I could preach longer, but I feel like making an altar call tonight. I'm so glad that You're still in the creative miracle working. That You will heal all manner of sin. All manner of sickness. Lord, I thank You for every physical healing that transpires. Oh, but I'm so glad for the spiritual healings that takes place. I pray right now, Lord. Lord, I pray, God, that someone will open their heart to You in such a way that they'll accept this miracle working power of the Lord that's in this house tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Every head bowed. Would there be one that say, Brother Darrell, I've lost something. I need to get it back. Would you lift your hand and just say, would you pray for me? In a congregation like this, would there be one that said, Brother Darrell, would you pray for me? God bless that hand. Is there another? I've lost something. God bless that hand. I've lost something and I just need to get it back. I won't embarrass you. Is there another? The healing power is in this house tonight. Do you hear me? Not only physical healing, but spiritual healing is in this house tonight. Is there another? Is there another tonight? Oh, hallelujah. You may be here tonight and you're backslid or you're lost without God. Would you like to come back to the Lord and let Him heal you tonight? Let His blood cleanse you. Would there be a backslider in this house tonight that would just say, I need to come back and be healed? Would there be one? Would you just lift your hand and say, please pray for me. I need to get back to the Lord. Would there be one? Oh, God. Oh, God. You praying with me, church? Would there just be one that just lift their hands and say, please pray for me? Would there be one in Jesus' name? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, as they sing, these altars is open. You that raise your hands, if you'd like to come, come. Want everybody to come. If you're here and you're lost, would you please come? Hallelujah. Come on in Jesus' name, church. Come on, let's come. Let's have prayer. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
A heart that's broken, make it over again.
Come on in Jesus.
But I know a man who can. I can take a soul that's been sick, make it whiter than the snow. But I know a man who can. For some call Him Savior, the Redeemer of all men. I call Him Jesus, for He's my dearest friend. When you feel the world